Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Instead of back, so it's B apostrophe G A C K.
And we're back.
Sounds like bacock.
Well, I mean, if you want to pronounce your A like an O, fine.
Bacack.
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 Chickens.
We're already in mid show form.
We got to get the kazoos. I heard about the kazoos.
Oh, can you imagine us doing like kazoo? That'd be pretty great.
That'd be pretty annoying if you're listening.
Steve, yes, you're on kazoo duty.
All right.
I will procure
the kazoos.
I'll help fund them.
Okay.
You know.
You gotta be
should they be
bucks?
Too expensive
two,
for
two
you?
$2 at Party City?
Yeah, probably. Or,
should they be
well,
too
expensive?
You gotta
expensive? Buy a 20-pack.
Okay.
That's probably true. Oh, maybe I should look into getting Captain Kickass kazoos.
Ooh.
Right, just put my brand on it. Get them for Fork and Pork.
All right.
The fest's coming up. I don't know.
Just put it in the gift bag that they give out at the beginning of the festival.
Yeah.
Do you know how annoying that'll be when everyone breaks out the kazoos?
When
you hear a speaker you don't want to listen to, okay, you just start up with the kazoos. It'll pass through the metal detector. You can't take your firearm in, but you can take a kazoo in. Drown his sorry butt out.
But can you take in a tactical kazoo?
Ooh. Like, what was that? Like, you know, what is it made of?
AR kazoo.
No, but it's got the, what is it called? The little...
Made out of polymer?
No, the thing, the
front grip?
Oh, man. It's the thing that they put on, like, the tactical backpacks that you can attach other equipment
to. The molly strap?
The molly strap. Yeah, thank you. But, like, have the molly strap on the side.
So, tactical polymer with a molly strap on your kazoo?
There you go, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tactical kazoo.
And maybe, like, a red dot sight or something.
Okay.
You know, so you can aim your kazoo. Somehow. I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud. And then now we've gone there, so let's just go there.
Okay.
You've got to have your
Captain Kickass branding.
You've got to have your everyday carry kazoo, right?
Kazoo.
Your open carry and your external carry, right? So you have to have maybe one for each. I don't know if you can get away with one for everything that you do. I don't know. Maybe
you'd have to have inside the waistband, outside the waistband.
What's the extra long kazoo that's in the truck? So you fight your way to the truck with your
44
with your
Magnum
kazoo.
What's the plural of kazoo?
Kazoos?
Kazoos? How many kazoos do you have? Kazee? Kazah? Kazooers?
Zoctopodes.
Nice. All that from a long time ago.
It's also funny because I did it at dinner.
You did, yeah. It was still funny. All right, so it's Free Talk Live. It's the Sunday night edition.
Clearly.
Clearly. Based on the boisterousness, if that's the right word. Let's see. What do we do? Oh, yeah. Captain's Log, Stardate 04072024. In the studio tonight, it's myself. The authentic Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, LLC, if you will.
I thought the LLC was last.
Joining me.
Steve Classic.
And Richie Rich.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
I switch it up from time to time. It's not set in stone. The only place that thing is actually written down is at the very bottom of CaptainKickass.com. You have to scroll all the way down past the, like, contact me form, which nobody uses. But you scroll past that, and on the bottom left, it says, the author.
I mean, now that you mentioned it, it should be on your headstone, because then it will be set in stone forever.
Yeah, I don't want to think about that.
In the future.
I'm busy living still.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
Plan ahead. Got life insurance.
I got
a will made out.
There's a thing where,
beneficiaries counting on you to die before so they can get some money.
No, there's a thing where, like, if I die, like, I like if somehow
if the ball's on this guy.
Yeah, if I die.
Well, we will talk about we will be talking about the Quickening later on, the Immortals of Highlander.
Oh, okay.
Which I don't know if well anyway, we'll get into that.
It's Outlander. Zoolander.
But if I die, there's a thing that I have where, like a cremation is paid for.
Okay.
Right? Oh. Like, so no one's getting any money. There's not, like, a policy where, like, if I die, like, some family member gets, like, you know, $1 million. That doesn't exist.
Fill my pockets with cash. And
I used to have one of those through the day job. I don't have the day job now, so, like, you know, whatever. Yeah. They just provide you one for free. I keep getting an offer from, I think it's my car insurance.
Okay.
And they're like, hey, fill out this form with all of your data, right?
Name, as if they don't have it.
Birthday, right? Fill out this form with all of your data, and we'll give you a free policy of, like, I don't know, $50,000
really?
Or something. Yeah.
That's not bad.
But like,
I've seen them for, like, $2,500. Like, yeah, you just fill out the form.
You can be a Walmart greeter, and Walmart would get the picture. Yeah,
I think it's just because, like...
Yeah, you know about that?
Yeah, I know about that.
I've had, like, the same insurance company forever, so I think it's a longevity thing. They're like, well, you've been with us forever. Here, have, you know, some thing that doesn't cost as much, you know? But I'm sure they're making a 50% markup, right?
You got to bet on either whole life or term.
Yeah.
Yeah, something.
Ooh.
I don't remember what it was, if it's one or the other. But I just keep ignoring it because, you know what, you've got all that information already. I'm not filling out your freaking form.
They should just give it to you for free.
You know?
Hey, added bonus.
Yeah, they should, but they don't.
Yeah. I'm saddling everyone with debt.
Well, and
like, I'm dead. What do I care?
a friend of mine.
If you don't want to pay for me, like, you should pay for the policy, right?
Right.
So you put, like Walmart, you put the policy on me, and then you can collect when I die.
I should point out to our listeners that this is a live call-in radio program, if you're not familiar with Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160.
It's only going to encourage them.
Call in and save us, please.
From ourselves. So we mentioned Lightning, the Quickening, right? Immortals.
Yep. You brought me up to speed on it.
Okay.
You were not familiar with Highlander?
I said Outlander, and then Zoolander.
Right, so no, he
Highlander,
got two of the wrong landers.
Yeah. Okay.
And so I sort of gave him the cliff explanation of Highlander, which was it. There's some immortals that run around with swords cutting each other's heads off, and when they do, they absorb their power, and then the idea is that there can be only one.
Yep, until that one does really well, and then they start making sequels.
Right.
Yep. And TV shows. Mm.
Right.
And cartoons.
Right.
Yeah.
So, apparently, the United States has the Statue of Quickening.
Go on.
Well, everybody's all, like, on the eclipse thing. Right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Okay.
Now, end of the world tomorrow.
I saw an eclipse, I don't remember when it was, like, 91 or 92, maybe. I was taking welding at the time, and I was on a job corps center. And so there's a whole bunch of other trades going on, carpentry, electricians, you know, all that kind of stuff. But they all came down to the welding shop for the eclipse because we actually spent the whole morning preparing the welding hoods with the proper lenses to look at the eclipse.
I was going
to
say, normal welding lenses are not good enough and you can damage yourself.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So it was the specifically the, like the not the Megan TIG, but I'm trying to remember the other, the stick welding.
Okay.
But, so anyway, yeah, we pulled all the lenses out, put the right lenses in that didn't have them already, busted out spare helmets, busted out our own helmets. We still didn't have enough. So it was like a whole bunch of people standing outside staring at the sky, moving helmets from head to head every so often. It was comical at best watching this go on, and it was really anticlimactic. I'm looking through my helmet, I'm looking at this thing, and like, oh, yep, okay, there it is. And, okay, now I'm passing
and
my helmet.
It's gone.
And like, I didn't feel anything. I wasn't, like, in awe. I wasn't starstruck. I wasn't, like,
was no emotional
connection.
I
didn't have a religious experience about it or anything.
You were stuck,
like,
in traffic?
No, I was just like, can I have my helmet back? I got some welding to do, man.
You know, back, like, to work.
There was one when I was in elementary school, and I had a similar experience minus the welding helmets.
Right. Yeah.
We got the cardboard pinhole whatever thing.
Look on the ground? Or are you,
no, gonna... you can still look up at it. It was, you know, you bought the lenses or they came with a cereal box or I don't remember how I got it. Because I was a kid. But again, there was no emotional attachment to it at all. Yeah. Like, I didn't get excited. I'm not chasing them down.
I plan to look through a CD, not the middle, but the silver part.
Okay.
You can look through a CD.
You plan to do that?
I plan to do that, yeah.
Okay.
I don't have glasses or goggles or welding
I think at the time it passes in New Hampshire, I'm going to be behind my desk at work.
Mm.
I might be on my lunch break, and I'm not going to go outside.
When is it? Monday?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Okay. Mm. All right.
After 2:30 in the afternoon.
See, I'm not even paying attention to it. So.
Well, it's everywhere.
Yeah. So how did we get on this? Oh, yeah. Everybody's...
The quickening.
Yeah, everybody's signed over the eclipse or whatever, and now everybody's like looking out for weird stuff. Right? Because people want, like, a bunch of, like, conspiracy theory, weird stuff to happen that now they're looking for it, right? And so, apparently...
It's climate change. That's what causes the eclipse.
Yeah, I think that is. Yeah.
That's what Greta Thunberg was protesting.
Greta Thunderpants.
She got arrested.
She did twice.
Really? Yeah.
Detained twice. Although, I was watching the video of at least, you know, it was like two cops dragging her by the arms.
Oh, I see.
Right? And she's like off the ground. So, like,
it's a publicity stunt.
And then
she pulled her legs up.
And then, it looked like she pulled her legs up. And then also, when they put her on the bus, she just kind of like got in and walked all the way to the back, like as if.
Planned.
Like, you know, cut, right? You know, like the director yelled cut, and she just, you know, continued walking in. It wasn't like, she wasn't like resisting in any way, shape, or form. And she didn't turn around to be like, you guys suck, or anything like that, you know? So I don't know.
Well, I'll throw this out there then. We may not agree with her point of view, but she's still a better activist than you. She believes in the cause. She goes out and gets arrested for it multiple times.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, if that's what you want to quantify, you know, the number of arrests a person has as a good activist.
I mean, civil disobedience was a big deal in Keene for a long time.
Totally, yeah, totally. Absolutely. But I don't know that, you know, the number of arrests is a good barometer for how good an activist somebody is.
If you're going out there doing civil disobedience, you're going to get arrested.
She's obviously better than, well, all of us sitting here anyway, because, like, everybody knows her name and her face.
There you go.
So there's that.
And she's a boy.
She's a lady. Whoa, she's a lady. Anyway, I saw this photo come across my feed, and it's a pretty kick-ass photo of the Statue of Liberty, and it's all sort of grayed out because it's like a rainy, cloudy day. And, like, some photographer caught this excellent lightning bolt hitting the flame atop the... Statue of Liberty.
Didn't light it.
Right? Well, it looks lit in this photo. Okay. And then the irony is, or I don't know if it's irony, but like, there's like a, I don't know if this was photoshopped in, but there appears to be an eagle flying.
Wow.
Like, might even be a bald eagle. I can't tell.
With a flag in its talons? Maybe?
No. Oh, maybe it's
with some bundles of sticks in its talons?
No, the wrestler that did the superhero show. John Cena?
Okay.
John Cena.
He did
he's definitely a wrestler. I don't know what show you're referring to.
He was like super all-American guy, right? And he had a pet eagle.
Peacemaker.
Peacemaker, yeah. So maybe it's the Peacemaker's eagle.
It's technically a villain, but all right.
And then there's another photo, if you guys want to see it, you can look over here.
I thought it was some wrestling event.
I don't know where this is from, but you can see there's a big American flag there. But then the lightning bolt from further away looks more like the lightning from Metallica's Ride the Lightning album cover.
It's got the Victory V going on.
Yeah. It does. Mm. And so people are like, oh, my God, this is just like one of the many signs of, the rapture is going to come and there's going to be the earthquakes and, oh, my God, it's the eclipse and, like, we're all going to die. Ah!
My boss is highly religious, and he is convinced that part of the LGBTQ movement is the end of the world. Like, that's where he's at.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Bible prophesized about this.
I've been in, you guys know I played in bands for 22 years or something in the Seattle area. And, like, twice, two different bands, twice was supposed to be, like, the apocalypse / rapture.
Okay. Right?
So in one band, we did an apocalypse show, like, on the night before the thing was supposed to happen.
For the Mayan calendar thing?
Yeah, and then nothing happened. And then, like, in another band, we did the 20, I don't remember what year it was, 2013, maybe, 2012.
2012 was the Mayan calendar.
Okay, so that's the one. We did that one later. And, like, nothing happened. So, like, nothing's going
on. I'm a big put your money where your mouth is guy, right? Like, let's bet on this, because I think I'm going to be here on the other end of it, and I want your stuff.
Did you make a bet with your religious coworker?
No.
Okay.
I did see a great meme that someone was going to buy hundreds or thousands of blow-up dolls and fill them with helium, and at the eclipse just float them up.
Nice.
Like, bodies are ascending to heaven.
The Rapture?
The Rapture, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, buy a bunch of balloons and fill them with helium and then just
blow up dolls.
So, again, I'm not the religious one. You know, you could have someone more expert on the Bible than me. But they do quote, you know, like, the meek shall inherit the earth.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You've heard that term.
Yes.
You're familiar with that.
Yep. Ezekiel saw the wheel.
Okay. So the meek shall inherit the earth, and therefore I am convinced that the wealthy and powerful are going to be the ones who ascend into heaven.
Okay.
And the people that get left behind are the weak and meek.
Because they're stuck on earth.
What, they're stuck on earth.
What generation is the meekest?
Right now, the latest.
And do they have a name? Do we call them a thing?
Gen Alpha?
Gen Alpha's a
but
new
But who decided to start it at X?
Right,
that was dumb to begin with.
And then there was no Gen... Was there a Gen Y?
Yeah.
And then Gen Z?
And then Millennials?
Millennials.
Yeah.
So they skipped the letter. There were no letters.
Right, yeah.
They went from Y to Millennials.
Yeah, the Millennials.
No, then Gen Z. And then they started over at the beginning of the alphabet.
Right. Oh,
and the problem is they started at X.
Right.
So they got X, Y, Z, and some of Millennials and Zennials in
there. Who's the people who decide these things?
Decide the labels?
Yeah.
The media.
And also the years of separation.
25 years, I think?
No, it's like 14 years.
14?
When I grew up, none of this existed. Like, sure, some people were referred to as baby boomers, like my parents, for example.
Yeah. That was like 50s through 70s.
Right, because it was, you know, during the war.
The
right,
baby boom.
A lot of people were doing the FCCing, and pregnancies happened.
After the war.
Yeah, and so there was a boom, if you will.
During the war, it was just in foreign countries.
Right,
right. Right.
And so it was an influx, a large increase in the number of babies, and thus the population. So, hence the name. Like, I was understood that one. But, like, that was the only one that existed. There was no Gen X when I was growing up. That label came, like, two
After
decades
Billy Idol.
Later.
Well, because you guys were degenerates.
What do you mean?
Gen X?
Describe degenerates. Or define.
Well.
Because I'm not sure I agree with you or not.
Okay.
Because I don't know the definition of degenerate.
I'll check the magic rectangle.
I'll let him do the magic rectangle.
Steve, go to the magic rectangle.
I'm going to the magic rectangle.
But I'm going to generally say pushing back against normalcy.
That's my entire life, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
There you go.
And I don't know.
And so X is always like the anti-symbol, right?
Like Malcolm?
Sure.
Okay.
Or whatever. I mean, whatever. But that's usually the anti-symbol, right? You cross something out. It's like a big old X over it.
Yeah.
And your generation pushing back against normalcy of the time, like common practices, you know, two-parent households and normal music and dressing.
That's all very true. Yeah. Do you know why?
Why you did that?
Yeah.
No clue. I wasn't there.
Uh-oh, because they
but
had
that's
us
why
all,
you got the label.
They had us all convinced we were going to die any day.
Oh, okay.
Right?
That's the ozone.
Fine.
Like
the ozone
like yeah, like at first it was the Russians, then it was the nukes.
Russians, yeah.
Then it was the Russian nukes, right?
Yeah.
And like they're like, it could happen any day. We were doing drills, right, in school. Like and it's like a tornado drill. Like, get under your desk, like that's gonna stop like that's gonna keep you alive from a nuke dropping on us, right? But no, they had us convinced that like at any minute we could all die. And so Gen X, and I'm speaking for a whole generation, which I shouldn't do.
You're on the radio,
like,
they're not.
But yeah. So like you know, they were like, we're going to live for today. Screw tomorrow. Like, we're going to party now. We're going to have a good time now. We're going to do all the drugs. We're going to do all the rock and roll. We're going to do all the sex. We're going to do all the things, right? Because who knows? You know, we might not be here tomorrow. And then...
Perfectly acceptable.
And then none of that happened.
Yeah.
And now there's a bunch of Gen Xers who are like, man, I never expected to make it to, like, 50.
They didn't promise that. So degenerate... If we want to look this up, magic rectangle says, having lost the physical, mental, or moral qualities considered normal and desirable, showing evidence of decline.
Degenerates, according to at least the boomers of that time.
Well,
the Gen X parents, right?
They were the norm.
Right, they were the norm, but we were the degenerates according to them.
Right.
Yes.
And so you got the label. That's how you got the label. And according to you, act accordingly, right? Like, well-deserving of that label.
Seems accurate. Yeah.
Okay.
Degeneration X.
Degeneration X.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
That's a wrestling group.
Well,
I'll throw up the X.
All right. Well done. Put your arms down. You're losing friends.
I don't care. I'll give you the X crop chop.
Isn't Johnny Gargano part of Degeneration X?
No. He's part of the fake one.
Oh.
They're rebooting.
Okay.
The fake one?
Oh man, how much do you really want to get into this?
No, I got
to
work on Wednesday.
This is like wrestling storylines. I'll talk to you during the break.
Okay, yeah. All right. Anyway, USA Today put out an article about the lightning hitting the Statue of Liberty. She's electric. Watch lightning strike the Statue of Liberty emerge from her torch. So a lot has been going on in New York City this week, just 2 days before a powerful earthquake rattled the city and areas around it all the way to Philadelphia on Friday morning. A severe storm hit the city and brought strong, damaging winds, heavy rain, and flashes of lightning. In fact, I saw a report that New Hampshire had thunder snow.
Yeah.
Right? There's a rare event when it's like a thunderstorm, except it's snowing, and you get lightning and thunder during the snowstorm, which is pretty rare.
The Greta Thunderpants.
Thunder! Thunder! Thunderpants! Oh!
Nice. A buddy of mine did that at his, they let you do something at your graduation, like they announced, and he did the Thundercats, the call and response, and a handful of us in the audience, did the whole.
Nice.
And there was just a old couple like, I don't get it. What was that?
Yeah. Those degenerates.
Those degenerates, yes.
So anyway, storm hit the city, brought strong damaging winds, heavy rain, flashes of lightning. In a scene that almost seems straight out of a post-apocalyptic film, a flash of lightning striking the Statue of Liberty was captured by photographer Dan Martland on Wednesday. The bolt of lightning appears to be emerging from Lady Liberty's torch, making for an electric portrait.
It's a cool photo.
It really is.
Like, I have no emotion towards it, but I go like, no, that's cool. It's cool that he caught that shot.
What? So, people are like, oh, man, that means Liberty's dead, right? You know what I mean?
No,
like,
it means the Statue of Liberty gets struck any number of times during any number of lightning storms. This guy caught it.
Just happened to have the
this time flash.
And in fact, this guy caught the previous best photo of lightning hitting the Statue of Liberty
So it's kind of his thing.
It seems to be. Or like, oh, storm's coming.
It's a lightning rod in the middle of New York. Like, lightning's going to hit it.
Yeah.
Whether you catch captured or not is like your skills as a photographer.
Yeah, right.
And this guy's apparently pretty good at it.
And just to assuage, is that a word?
Assuage?
Assuage anybody's fears. Yes, Richie, you are spot on. The Statue of Liberty gets hit by lightning pretty routinely.
Yes.
It's not like, it's not like it's never happened
before.
It's
a big metal structure above everything else. That's how lightning works.
It's just getting some press because everybody's all like hyper eclipsed.
Okay.
I don't know. Everybody's on the eclipse frenzy.
Oh, it's crazy.
It's the new thing to talk about and to read about and to write about.
How does this tie into Highlander? Is it just because of the lightning?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, also...
That's amazing.
Also, I mean, maybe we'll see this Statue of Liberty...
There's only one Statue of Liberty.
Maybe we'll see this Statue of Liberty pick up a sword, cut off the head of the other one that exists in France, I believe, and see if one of them gets the powers of the other. 603-283-6160. Can there be only one Statue of Liberty? More Free Talk Live. It's coming up.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Maryland Democratic Governor Wes Moore is set to head to Capitol Hill to ask for the funding necessary to rebuild Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, which collapsed last month. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that the price tag is likely to be very high.
We don't know what the price tag is going to be. The thing that we know is that the Port of Baltimore is responsible for $70 billion of economic activity to the American economy. We know that the Key Bridge had over 36,000 people who traveled over it every single day. People getting from where they live to where they work, to where they worship, to where they go to school.
Seismologists say aftershocks could continue for another week following Friday's earthquake in New Jersey. The U.S. Geological Survey saying the 4.8 magnitude quake was the strongest on the East Coast in 100 years. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
We are back. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning
in.
The
jazz version.
Thanks for putting up.
It's Freeform Talk Live. No, wait. It's Free Talk Live. Sorry.
Okay. Please call in and save us.
603-283.
Careful what you wish for, man. You know who's going to call.
6160 is the phone number if you would like to join in the conversation this evening. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Steve Classic.
And Rich.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Tired of the ever-inflating U.S. dollar?
I know, yeah, I am. Yes.
Yes.
You can live your life on Dash with BitRefill.com, where you can buy gift cards from big retailers, including grocers, gas stations, phone refills, Amazon, and even prepaid MasterCards. Thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month for this sponsorship. It's easy to get and easy to use Dash. You can learn more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
I'll throw this out. If we're going to have someone call in, I wouldn't mind if it was Ricky from the Commonwealth.
Oh.
Because I haven't heard from him in a long time, and we've got a bet.
It's true.
And he hasn't put in his Dash.
Right.
And Dash has been going up a little bit recently, and it's turning into a larger bet than he probably anticipated.
Yep.
If he hasn't purchased yet.
Yep. Yep.
So
yeah, escrow has not been received.
Escrow is not, and it's not due until like the beginning of next year. In all fairness, right? But we spent a lot of time negotiating that, and then he kind of fell off the planet. And if he's no longer with us for whatever reason,
put up, baby, you know, put up.
I think I win by default, and I want that escrow money.
Sadly, I'm at the age over 50 now, where like people are dying all the time. Like, some of that's probably due to, maybe something they put in their bodies or something.
A jab of some kind.
Maybe, perhaps. But, like, also age, right? You know, not everybody lives to, 100 years.
Well, like you said before, if you die.
If he dies, yes.
Right, so You may have us all beat.
If I die.
If you die.
If you die.
But if I don't, well then, I win.
Right.
What you got to do is you just got to get, like, the blood of the innocent and infuse that into your body.
Maybe I'll get the blood of the innocent and then go stand atop the Statue of Liberty the next time there's a lightning storm.
With a sword.
With a sword, and see if I can get both the quickening and the blood of the children.
Okay.
Right, you know, and, like, get the effects of both and live forever.
And the voltage.
Okay. Captain Splatter.
Yeah, basically.
Hopefully the cameras are rolling for this.
It'd be like these people who, like, try and take these selfies while they're standing atop a ledge of a tall building.
Yeah.
They fall off and kill
last
themselves.
Last photo.
Yeah.
Don't lean back on railings.
Yeah. At the Grand Canyon.
Don't step up on railings if there's, like, I don't know, man. I'm already, like, afraid of heights.
Okay.
So, like, when I watch a movie and somebody's standing on, like, the ledge of a building looking down over the edge at, like, you know, the ant-like people and cars going by on the street, I get this queasy feeling in my legs.
Okay.
My legs start going, hey, dude!
Would you ever go out onto one of those hotel pools that extend beyond the main wall of the hotel elevator?
Oh, I know what you're saying. I've not had the opportunity, so okay. I don't know.
But would that trigger your fear of heights? Because you're swimming and you look down, and it's just like, oh, it's like
stories. Well, there's that glass thing that's at the Grand Canyon. You can just walk out on this glass.
Yeah.
And I think there's another one at the Empire State Building. You can go glass thing.
It's not that I can't conquer my fear because, like, I mean, I did all sorts of stuff. Like, when I was a carny dude, I had to, like, climb up this thing called the giant wheel. It was
like with the bearded
150-foot, you know, gondola wheel. And I had to go up one side of the axle with a giant torque wrench.
Okay.
And then another guy came up the other side, and we had to torque the axle bolts every morning to spec.
Whoa. Okay.
And so that was this little tiny, I mean, it wasn't maybe 2 feet wide ladder. We had no safety equipment, no harness, nothing. And I'm carrying basically a giant ratchet, right? And the other guy's got a giant box wrench.
Okay.
Right? And so, you know, he's on one side, I'm on the other. We torque the wheel. There's a third guy down the bottom moving the wheel. And then we torque the next bolt. He moves the wheel. We torque. And it takes, like, I don't know, an hour or something just to do that.
Okay.
And so, like, but, like, it's still scary AF.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
I think now they demand a safety harness.
Wouldn't it be easier if you tied him on the bottom, then moved the thing over? going all the way to the top? I mean, the top
as long as they're going to rotate, stay on the ground.
Stay on the ground.
That's a good point, but the axle's in the middle.
Oh, okay.
So you have to go halfway.
Oh, halfway. I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were tweaking the cars.
No. Okay. The axle
bolts. Those are just loose.
There's one axle.
We don't have to check those.
A gondola wheel is a Ferris wheel. But it's got the hot tub looking things with the umbrella over it,
right?
Instead of the seats where only like two or three people can sit.
Yeah, you can get
like eight or nine people into one of these hot tub looking things.
That would be cool if it was an actual hot tub. Now, I think no one's done that.
The hot tub gondola,
hot tub Ferris wheel,
the hot tub gondola wheel time machine
on top of the Statue of Liberty. During a lightning storm.
Getting hit by lightning.
You're going to love it.
While drinking the blood. What was it? The blood of the innocents?
The blood of the innocents. Infused by the blood of the innocents.
I think we've
how the politicians stay so young.
Good days. Good days.
Our number two story today.
Oh, we have a number two
story.
Oh,
is this about the U.S. dollar?
We actually, we have a couple of number two
stories. The double flush.
Stories. Oh, you would
double flush. Get
to it. It could be a double flush. We're going to start with FDA warning over gut-boosting pills that contain other people's poo amid links to deadly bacterial infections.
Okay.
What can go wrong?
I feel like this has partially been covered in the past.
That's a run-on sentence, and this is from April of 2024.
That's this month.
Yep. That's a couple
and
days
the
ago.
6th, so that's yesterday.
Well, I mean, okay. So
I also feel like the other number two story was covered as well, but I looked at the date, and it's also, like, yesterday.
Okay. Well, I'm not saying it's new, it's not a new story. I'm saying I've heard things like this in the past.
And we've covered it before. I don't know.
They've done, you know, the fecal transfusions, right? They take someone else's poop and put it in where your poop's supposed to be. And
why would you do that?
Because the microbes and the probiotics in there are different, and so it's supposed to be a health transfer. Wow.
You might not. This is the article.
Okay.
You might not think that eating poo sounds like a good idea.
No.
Generally, no.
You might not think that.
Unless you're a beagle.
But put it in pill form.
Boy, yeah, I'll take a pill.
But it is, in fact, an emerging and even popular wellness trend.
Okay. So was drinking your own urine for a while.
Yeah. Yes, the new frontier of the gut health craze involves taking pills that contain other people's fecal matter.
Let me interject real quick, because another thing that I read recently was kombucha acts as a fat burner without the exercise.
I've heard that it helps in weight loss.
Right.
Because it's a brewed thing.
Well, and it's the probiotics and the microbes in there.
Right.
Like, acts as a fat burner without having to do anything else except drink the kombucha. So
yeah,
that probably doesn't taste like poop.
Okay, but I don't know, like, how true that is. Like, I know a bunch of people who are fans of kombucha.
Okay.
Kombucha, but, like, yeah, I didn't notice any weight loss.
They might not be doing it. It's probably one of those things, like, as a part of your daily weight loss regimen.
I know people who, like, you know, they're into working out a bunch. They do a bunch of cardio, right, yeah, that kind of stuff. They do the kombucha, but they also do other things. They're on, you know, keto or whatever. You know, they're doing other stuff. So
I'm just saying, if you're trying to get healthy, maybe do that before you eat the poop.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe. Yeah. Depends on your goals.
Sure.
Who's the doctor, okay?
Yeah, who's the doctor here right here? It's, huh?
Who's the barber?
Take whatever medical advice you want. I have drinking kombucha, and I don't want to taste any more poop.
Yeah, no, certainly not. The new frontier health gut craze.
At least they're pills, not chewables.
Oh, gosh. My gosh.
Swallow that.
Is there a picture? Are they brown pills?
The brown pill.
Oh, man, there is a picture.
You got to put it in the same thing with yourself and spill a little bit.
No, in a chewable tablet.
Oh, no. They don't show a picture of they don't show a picture of the pills. They show a picture of
Flintstones brand for
kids.
No,
it's like the medical, I'm going to call these syringes.
Oh.
But they're not syringes. They're, you know, they're what they
like a turkey baster.
The caption of this photo reads: "This is an example of what FMT in an enema or colonoscopy form looks like when used in a hospital setting." So it's just what it looks like when they withdraw the poo. So I can't really get more descriptive than that.
Can I get paid to donate my poo?
Yeah, only if you drink kombucha.
Man,
okay.
If you could, then we are all 3D printers. So
you're going to be a millionaire.
I didn't even know about it.
How much are they offering?
For this, what did that guy do for
this
guy
microbes?
That guy didn't do S for a living.
Yes, he did.
And that's all he did. Hey, if you can be an Instagram influencer, I could be a poop provider.
There's a guy. So back in the day, I rented a house with like a bunch of musicians so that we could all become rock stars, which never happened. We rented the house, but the rock star part never happened. But we all partied like rock stars while we were there. One of the guys, his nickname was S Machine, except
okay,
the word, not the letter.
Yes.
Because, like, you know, it'd be about time for you to use the gym.
They always beat you.
And the other guy's in there already. Like, dude, how long are you going to be? I don't know, man. Like, you know. And it happened to, like, if it was four people in the house, it happened to the other three almost daily. Right? And, like, not even at the same times of day. It was just, like, randomly.
He just hung out in there waiting for someone to knock on the door.
Or he had something wrong with his insides that made him, excrete.
IBS is a thing.
Yeah.
It's now a medical thing.
Imagine how much money that guy could make.
Right?
Yeah. Anyway, said to be both potentially deadly. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase this. Said to both cure potentially deadly digestive infections and ease common complaints like constipation, so-called fecal microbiota transplants have emerged out of the lab and are now available to use at home.
So it's a home kit.
Now free, available without a prescription.
Free Talk Live now has a home game. If you couldn't be with us here in studio, you can always take home this complimentary Free Talk Live home game.
Captain Kick-Ass branded enema.
Yeah.
He's an enema of the state.
Enema of the state, right. Who flung who? Companies offering this service take healthy poo containing gut-boosting bugs from a donor and process it into a pill.
I'm fairly regular. healthy poo.
How big is the capsule?
It's a suppository. Good news, everyone.
Oh, you don't actually eat it.
Is that an innuendo?
It's a phrase from Futurama.
Okay.
The scientist, I can't remember his name, but like, he's holding up this big, giant, dinosaur-looking egg thing, and he goes, "Good news, everyone, it's a suppository."
Innuendo's an Italian suppository.
Innuendo?
One firm, Human Microbes, offers $100 poop enemas and $10 poop pills that could potentially treat everything from IBS to diabetes to Alzheimer's.
So they're like Goodwill. They're taking poo donations and then selling it back to people.
Seems right. Although, like,
purchase it.
That's one hell of a markup, right? Your source material is free?
Like, that's how Goodwill does it.
Yeah.
However, experts have warned that there are serious risks linked to the bizarre medication, including potentially deadly infections. Potentially nasty germs may be lurking in the donor's specimen and, due to a lack of regulation, remain hidden. Right. Because it's nothing to do with science. It has to do with, it's not regulated. It's dangerous.
That's what they would like you to think.
They would. And so Dr. Vincent B. Young, a professor of infectious diseases at the University of Michigan, told the Daily Mail, "There are risks to giving feces to someone as you're giving all sorts of bacteria, which could include a pathogen. If the poop product isn't properly screened, you could open them to many other diseases that they didn't have the risk for previously. This includes pneumonia, E. coli, monkeypox, COVID, and Ebola.
Cerveza sickness.
Do you remember when...
They throw COVID in there.
Do you remember before the internet when it was just Bola?
And then became Ebola?
That's right.
Okay.
And everything became E after the internet, email, E, e-fax, and E-everything.
How did the Africans get it first, then?
I don't know.
They barely have regular mail.
Yeah. Well.
Or was it Bola there, and then when we got it, it was Ebola?
Yeah.
The product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure or prevent any disease, according to the FDA.
It's just a poop transfer.
Right.
Well, then, like, why skip? You know, why go through the middleman? Why pay money when you could just, you know, source it yourself?
I mean, I pay a little bit to not get my hands dirty.
Right, but all right. But I mean, don't you want to be sure that it's sourced organically?
You got to get local poo.
And that it's local poo.
If you get poo from somewhere else, like, who knows what that is.
And that it's like from, like, grass...
Do we have to register
grass
that
fed?
Grass-fed people, right?
Grass-fed.
Only from vegans.
Strict kombucha diet.
Why is there so much corn and oats in this one?
I'm not adding kernel to my name. I'm sorry. It's just not going to happen.
Raw vegan poo diet.
Indeed, one patient who underwent an experimental treatment with FMT to treat a stem cell transplant gone wrong in 2019 died after he was implanted with a sample that contained an antibiotic-resistant strain of E. coli. Despite this, the FDA approved this first of its kind treatment last year.
Wait, I thought it wasn't FDA approved a minute ago.
It just said it lacked regulation.
Oh, okay.
So apparently the FDA did approve the first of its kind treatment last year, fueling the fire.
So FDA is not regulation? All right, carry on.
They're not the Federal Department of Regulation. They're the Federal something Administration, right?
Okay.
The A, isn't it? I don't know. What does FDA stand for?
Food and Drug Administration.
Administration?
Food and Drug Administration.
Or Association.
Whatever.
Rectangle?
I think it's administration.
Let's go to the magic rectangle.
I'm going to the magic rectangle right now.
So the FDA approved this first of its kind treatment last year, fueling the fire of at-home fecal transplant fanatics.
There's fanatics?
Yeah.
How big is that group on Facebook?
There's a link to it, too. I got to see this.
I got my California sample right here, man.
Fanatics.
Unvaxxed poo.
You know.
You gotten all your shots, bro?
All 12 of them.
I was thinking the story sounded familiar.
That's what I said in the beginning.
But, like, it's. I think we covered this other story that's that was linked in it.
Okay.
To homemade fecal transplants from my husband cured my ulcerative colitis after 15 years of pain.
At least that's keeping it in the family.
But
that's as locally sourced as it gets.
I don't know why they're calling these people fanatics. And, like, they made it sound like I was going to be linked to, like, you thought a Facebook group or something, but no.
It is the Food and Drug Administration.gov.
Administration. So they just administer. They don't regulate.
Got it. All right.
They might administer the regulation. I'm not sure how that works. But at any rate.
You have to get someone from the FDA to come and do the transfer for you. We've got a hospital setting in the van out back.
Of course you do. I would
just come this way. Right this way, sir.
The van says free candy.
I really want a van. I want the rape van, and I'm just going to spray paint free candy on the side of it.
Why?
Well, because it's funny, number one, and then I'll just have like a bucket of lollipops just in case someone actually calls me on it. Sucker.
Sucker. All right. Now health officials have raised the alarm about a company buying and selling poop and FMT products. Human Microbes claims that its products manufactured from its pool of poo super donors. Super donors.
Super duper.
Super duper pooper scooper?
Yeah.
Might help you cure your ailments in the comfort of your own home. But the U.S.
Or
FDA,
you might die.
Right, yeah. Hey, this might cure you. Or you might die. What do you think?
Side effects include death by Ebola.
The FDA has issued a stark warning against human microbes, so they're going after this organization specifically, not the whole industry.
The whole? They're not going after the whole
industry? Yeah, we'll be wiping that up later. Citing their products aren't regulated and that they make false claims that could harm consumers. The FDA's letter said the company's products are not sufficiently screened before being sold to customers and therefore represent significant safety concerns.
What is the FDA doing then? If they approved it.
Yeah, why would they approve it if there's... Yeah.
Like, I'm not for the FDA, right? But if they're making the claim that, no, this is okay.
Oh, they didn't approve this specific organizations. They approved...
Category?
The category, right? And so okay. Human microbes products are made by taking healthy donor poo, mixing it with saline and thickeners like maltodextrin, putting it into capsules or enemas.
Healthy poo does need a thickener.
Human microbes shared on a company YouTube capsule. Video. They shared their
YouTube
technique.
Allows this? Okay.
I am surprised that they shared it on a company YouTube video. The FDA approved FMT treatment called Rebiota. That's right.
Rather just make it up words.
But their manufacturing process is done in a lab regulated by the FDA and sold by prescription.
Okay.
To be used under medical supervision. The human microbes products are available for purchase outside of that structure.
Okay.
It's a free market instead of a regulated market. Right?
All right.
They didn't jump through. They didn't get a license for their poo pills.
I only want the FDA approved poo pills.
I don't want either, actually. Okay. But that's just me.
If you had to pick,
I'd take the unregulated.
Okay.
Human
not
microbes.
GMO.
Human microbes. It's not GMO. Jesus. Wow. The puns are endless here. Human microbes provides the ingredients to you via DIY.
Wait, the ingredients? They don't just give you the pill?
They give you the.
You gotta compile this yourself?
I'm just reading what's in front of me.
They give you the source code you have to compile?
Yeah. Human microbes provides the ingredients for you to DIY FMT with oversight.
A lot of acronyms.
With oversight from your doctor, its website reads. FMT, that's fecal matter treatment, I believe,
okay.
Has generally been done as a medical procedure in a hospital, but since you can get better results and lower costs from the comfort of your own home, that seems like the optimal choice.
I mean, hospitals are going to be expensive.
Yeah. In order for human microbes to continue selling products, they would have to go through the FDA's regulatory process.
Yeah.
Black market FMT dealers just hiding out of public bathrooms.
Right. People get on tour. Can I get some FMT, man? I got some crypto, man.
This is why they need to regulate Bitcoin.
Yeah.
They either have
can't
to...
Can't be using it for this purchase.
Let's not give any ideas.
BTC for what is it?
FMT.
FMT for BTC.
Where's Monero?
Where's Monero?
Where's Monero? We finally have a practical application for Monero, and it's been taken over and turned into something else.
The state's already grabbed hold of it.
No, it's some people are, I think it's DragonX now.
Okay. No, not the Monero, but the state's gotten a hold of the industry.
Oh, yeah. So it says in order for human microbes to continue to selling their products, they must go through the regulatory process or remove mention of fecal microbiota transplant from its website. So FM, no mention of FMT. Founder Michael Harrop told the Daily Mail by email, this oversight would disrupt their mission to provide a widely available pool of poo donors to the public who, like him, may be seeking FMT treatments to treat a host of conditions, he said.
Just migrating to South America. There's less regulation there.
Yeah, just get the FDA out of the way, and you can be in business.
A trip to Peru. Just
what about El Salvador?
What about, so you know how, like, if you go to Mexico and drink the water, you get Montezuma's Revenge?
I'm familiar with
the... A.K.A. the diarrheas.
I've never been to Mexico, but I'm familiar with this.
Okay,
with that.
So that's the tale. Anyway, now what if you went to Mexico and you took one of these pills and it got rid of the Montezuma's Revenge?
As long as it's locally sourced poo.
But if you took the pill with the water, what would happen?
We need to experiment on this.
Not FDA approved.
If you're in Mexico and like to experiment with this, 603-283-6160.
Call collect.
Or better yet, no, don't call.
No, don't call. I don't know. Is that a thing anymore?
It is a thing.
Yeah, oh, yeah? It is. I've gotten some calls from jail where it's like, oh, you know.
Yeah. Even the jail calls, it's like a prepaid call.
Yeah. I mean, if you're calling from Mexico with this breaking information, I mean, we could all put up a couple gold backs for the call.
Yeah, that's true.
It's going to be a good call.
Harrop said the FDA's current guidelines are very restrictive, of course they are, arguably inappropriate for FMT and the Human Microbes Project. If they insist, it will likely kill this project, which is probably what they're trying to do.
As funny as it is, it does seem wholly inappropriate from the get-go. Right? Like, this is weird, but if it works for you... You notice a difference, like, by all means, have fun.
I mean, like, there's a bunch of these, I don't know what to call them, unregulated medical practices, right? Yes. Healers who, you know, homeopathy, I'm trying to think of some of the others, but, like,
biohacking.
There's all these things that, like, aren't regulated or whatever, but, like, if you have some ailments and it helps you, who am I to tell you no, you can't do that? Who's the FDA to tell this guy no, he can't do his business? 603-283-6160.
Literally, his business.
Hour number two of Free Talk Live is coming up.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.